When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. It's a football Friday. Brought to you by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're looking for more power capability and technology. With Chevy trucks, you're ready for anything. Chevrolet together. Let's drive. Oh, hello, Dan Day.
Yo.
Did DeMarcus leave?
Yeah.
He did? I didn't even know he was leaving today. I swear to God.
He didn't turn into a skinny white guy all of a sudden.
I mean, it was like a magic trick. I didn't know if we just bullied him into the Drew Smith thing for so much that he was done.
What a show pony.
Couldn't take it.
That's Houdini.
You know what that
real.
Is?
Take
that's,
the heat, Leroy.
That's the gambling.
No more.
The gambling era of society.
Leroy, I can't hear you. Did you unplug your mic?
I can hear him.
You can hear
him. Can you hear me?
Yeah. I hear everybody.
Yeah, we're good.
That's the gambling side of society, is that all they care about is numbers. And not everybody has a role on their team to score points. Like, every team has it. It's just, you know, you looking at your own team, everybody got to score 20.
The guy's been amazing. I really don't understand. First of all, the idea that the Heat fan didn't or had any animosity towards the kid was so stupid. I don't understand, like, why this organization hasn't gotten more benefit of the doubt on undrafted guys than anybody. And he got hurt last year. He was starting to play well, and then this year, you know, has been a demon since he's basically got his opportunity. I'm actually kind of curious, you know, when Pella comes back, if Pella's gonna lose, because Pella was kind of in that role, and then Pella snapped the ankle, and now it's
he sprained his ankle. You know what a snapped ankle look? Snap ankles when your foot pointing the wrong way.
Either way, I thought that it was it was kind of Pella's thing to be Mr. Intangibles, but now Drew Smith has kind of taken the mantle.
Especially when he makes a couple of threes too.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
They've got a weird shot though.
I acknowledge that. It's not the prettiest looking shot.
Not as weird as dude from OKC though.
SGA?
Yeah.
Yeah. Herky jerky. The rest of your headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Aside from that, we didn't really talk about the game too much. We talked about the Jimmy stuff a couple hours ago, but I was really happy to see Nico get back and get a chance.
He started off, I'm like, oh my God, this is going to be a blowout.
It was bad. It was really bad.
What did they score, like 20 in the first quarter?
Oh man, it was brutal. It was a brutal watch, and not only was it brutal, but like, just felt, I don't know, like,
you know,
it was almost like they hit the snooze button walking out on the floor.
You know, the and this is where I don't usually get mad watching the Heat play, because sometimes they just miss shots. And if you get open shots and you miss them, you have one of those days. I'm never mad at that. But every bucket Toronto scored was in the paint, it seemed like. That was driving me crazy.
I have a feeling Bam Adebayo secretly hates Jakob Poeltl. I think he goes around there and he thinks to himself, I don't understand this. I'm the best defender on the planet. Why is this the guy that's giving me headaches?
Doesn't he look awkward, though? It always looks like he's about to fall.
Jakob Poeltl? Yeah. I think that's what probably annoys Bam. It's like, why does this guy have 15 points? What? And then you notice, like, once the game was kind of in hand, Bam used the entire first half of the fourth quarter to simply destroy Jakob Poeltl.
See, you need to get, you know what you had to do, get rid of those demons. You
need to get rid of the Jakob Poeltl.
Those demons.
He was so sick of Jakob Poeltl by the end of this, three-game stretch they've had against Toronto. All of a sudden, he's like dancing on him. He's hitting threes. By the way, as an aside, Bam's going to easily eclipse 200 threes, Leroy. He's already up to, like, I think in the mid-60s already for the season.
What do you mean?
Remember 200. We asked him at 200 attempts.
Oh, no. I was saying 100 makes.
I thought you meant 100 attempts. I said attempts.
100 attempts, one or two again. Yeah, I might have said 100. But I was thinking like two a game. So well, that's 200. He's going to get by that easy because
he's going to breeze past that. He chucks up
three or four a game.
Yeah, he's going to breeze past that. But he was trying to – I mean, he definitely was trying to send Jakob Poeltl a message.
He opened up his whole bag of tricks. He's a
– Tyler once again with a monster third quarter. Tyler Hero seems like he's cured the third quarter. Because that seems to be get right. Like, he's just
– well, that's, I mean,
that four-point play that he had.
Whew. You know what's amazing? Here's what it looks like. It looks like Tyler Hero has gotten in his mind, we normally suck on this period. I'm going to fix that. And I ain't got nothing against it. Because we've been begging for Jimmy. Hey, you ever get to those point of games where you look around and you see, hey, nobody's doing nothing. I better step it up. Right? Tyler's like, don't worry about it. I got it.
He got it. That four-point play that he had was a monster, set the building on fire.
Hey, my favorite is...
continues his great year.
Is why he almost shot one from the shot clock. I mean, he almost shot one from the logo. Mm-hmm. And the dude ran out there just so he could step over and get closer to the three-point line. Why are you contesting a shot from way out there? You give it to him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Make us your favorite station. Same great shows, same great games. Plus, you can use the Rewind feature and listen to anything you missed. Hurry!
Esta noche bailamos. Te doy toda mi vida. Welcome back, everybody. Toby and Leroy here with ya. Quédate conmigo. Is Enrique?
Yep.
Feeling it.
Friday with the Jax montage, and now Enrique Iglesias.
It's the weekend.
It is the weekend. Dolphins getting set for the Houston Texans. Mike McDaniel today not too optimistic that Teron Armstead is going to play. I think it was all heading towards that direction, Leroy. So looks like the rook is going to get his shot.
The good news is Patrick Paul been practicing with the first unit for the last 2 months.
That's true.
So it's not like they're unfamiliar with one another.
He also hasn't gotten any smaller.
No. No, he's a moose. You know what I'm tired of seeing? I'm tired of this penalty being called. The tackles being in the backfield. Illegal procedure.
Just leave it alone, or you're tired of them doing it?
They're nitpicking. Okay? There's some that are blatant, but there's some that you almost need a ruler to figure out, and they're calling it, and it's bad. It's bad. It's a bad look when you got to figure out and sit here and try to figure out if it's a penalty or not because of the, you know, they're all different sizes.
Yeah, that's true. Patrick Paul is covering two time zones almost, and they're like, he's out of position. No, he's too big.
If Patrick Paul gets over in a two-point stance and bends over like this, his feet could very well be behind the tackles.
He's a giant.
But it doesn't mean that his head is not in the right spot. You are allowed to be up to the middle of the center. And for some reason, like, they call it, and I'm like, looking at him like, that's not a penalty.
It was the first game this year where they went crazy with it. Like, they were
doing it every game. Every game they called it two or three times.
I think they did six times that opening night game with the Chiefs. It was crazy.
Like, and I don't like, look, I get what they're trying to do. But to start a season off with points of emphasis and then have that penalty called 30 or 40 times throughout football the first week of the season is a bad look. It's a bad look. And there's ways of doing it because usually you get a warning, right? Usually they'll give you a call. And they'll say, or they'll call the tackle and say, hey, move up on the next play. Okay? Next time you're not up there, I'm calling it. And then you put it on the player. And you put it on the coach. Hey, coach, I warned him. That's it. But to have it called so many times,
I'm sorry, buddy. This really seems to bother you.
It does. Because football's already hard. Okay? You got guys grabbing each other. You got to call that, and I understand that because that creates an unfair advantage. But when football is consumed by ticky-tack, it drives me crazy. That is ticky-tack. Like, you're sitting there, he's this far off, and you're like, that's warranting a 5-yard penalty?
Does it create an advantage?
No!
Okay, that's what I'm asking. Then it shouldn't be a penalty.
No, it doesn't. It just here's what offensive linemen do. They gonna keep going until you say something. So
it's like the thing with holding it too, right? Like they say, right. Oh, there could be holding technically on every play.
Correct. Sometimes, and here's the kicker. Sometimes, just with if a outside pass rusher gets lower than the tackle, he's going to have that arm trapped because he didn't get low enough. And it looks like holding. But technically, it's really not because the guy just got lower than him. And they get tangled. But they always call holding on that. So, I get those penalties. But the ticky-tack stuff, with all that's going on that football field, and I'm going to tell you what, this is what pisses me off even more. You'll call that ticky-tack foul, and then we'll show video of you staring at something happening right in front of you and you don't call it. Right? Like, how many times do we watch a game and go, yo.
When you really need you, where are you?
Not even, but for blatant calls, you miss them.
Yep.
Right? How many times do you watch a guy's head get jerked back and the official doesn't even call face mask or anything like that? It happens a lot. Like, what are you looking at? And sometimes, and just to show you how they think, They're looking at the motion and the positioning of the bodies. They don't actually see the infraction.
Right.
And so that's no good either.
You should coach up these refs, dude.
I can't, first of all. Like, no, it's too... Like, they spend... We spend two of our four-week training camp. A week, maybe a week and a half of that is with officials at practice. And they're explaining all this stuff. So it's not... By the time the season starts, you already know what the points of emphasis are, what they're going to call. They're going to say during practice, hey, you can't do that anymore. Right? But it's just when you see it happening during the course of a game, it's like, is that where you want to spend most of your resources? Right? On whether a guy is a couple of inches back.
Mike McDaniel said that he's optimistic Kendall Lamb will go. He's been dealing with a back injury. This is from the Miami Herald.
That's what we need. A guy who's blocking is a little sketchy to be going in there with a bum-ass back.
And then he says, as far as Bradley Chubb is concerned, he said, quote, I'm more ready for next week as far as a return, but we'll see how it plays out. So that sounds like we'll see Bradley Chubb.
That's a whole entire year, right?
Yeah, close to it.
And he won't be 100% till the middle of next year.
I mean, that's brutal.
I don't think you understand how long. Like, again, he may be back playing football, but he ain't back with being Bradley Chubb. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of ligaments that they had to go and fix, he said yesterday. And, you know, I think it's going to be a cool moment when he's back out there. Yep. And they certainly need him.
They need him. I wish they could somehow still stay formidable when they have to take Sealer or Calais out. You know what I mean? Like, it's like when those two are in there, you think you have a chance. When one of the two aren't, you're like, oh, come on, guys. You know?
Yeah.
So. Oof.
But this is like, you know, it's such a huge week. They're a good team. It's going to be an interesting matchup. They got a hell of a defensive line. Dolphins against Patrick. They've had their own offensive line issues.
Mm-hmm.
And it does feel like if you even up your record right here, like you're going to have some real optimism if you could get to 500 and be like, all right, the next three games are going to be teams we're going to be favored against. Mm-hmm. Like this is probably the last time the Dolphins will be underdogs. Yes, of course, you have to deal with that night cold in Cleveland, which basically feels like Game of Thrones winter. But hey. Other than that, the teams that they're taking on, they're all better than. This is the true test. Like if you're going to even be worthy of talking about making this late playoff run, you have to get this one. It feels fairly even, this matchup. Both teams have some things that can hurt the other team, but you know, it's not like Houston's zone is this crazy hostile atmosphere either, you know? Like, so I don't feel like the Dolphins are like you're going to Arrowhead. It's not like you're going to a place where, you know, I think it's going to disrupt the team.
I think I playing in domes sometimes are weird in that sometimes the amount of people don't matter. It's the fact that it's all on top of you. That being said, look, most teams go to silent counts anyway, right? Like some teams, I remember we used to have offensive linemen who used to jump all the time till we went silent count at home, right? Like, and then everybody would say, we're doing this because of you.
Old jumpy.
Old jumpy.
We'll take a break. We'll play a little You're Dead to Me to close things out. That's next. All right. Let's bury some people. Close this out on a weekend. Get to it. So, I got to tell you, man, this has been a tough baseball week. The Marlins, they decided, player not even making a million. he can actually hit it out of our ballpark. No thanks. We'll just send him off for teenagers.
No. You know where we're getting our home run hitters from?
Kim Ng.
Timu.
Pretty much.
So you'll excuse me if you realize how down bad my franchise is, you'll excuse me if I lack a little bit of empathy for the New York Yankees fan who has anything to say about Juan Soto signing with the highest bidder. And this was just a little snippet of this. This is Michael Kay, voice of the Yankees, whining about Juan Soto saying he was chasing dollars.
The Miami Marlins came up with $850 million for 15 years. He'd be playing in Miami. And they have no future. Just like A-Rod played in Texas.
That's a false argument, though, Michael.
A-Rod played in Texas.
Yeah, I'm aware, but Alex is not Juan. Juan is not Alex. And the Miami Marlins
Alex is so much of a better player than Juan Soto in his prime.
Yeah, I actually think that is a I don't know so much of a better player. He was a better player. I think that's a reasonable thing to say. But I don't think that comparing this offer that didn't exist with the Marlins and trying to essentially say that Juan Soto was chasing the money matches up with the reality that the money was very similar. I think it's a question, Michael, of what do the futures of both of these franchises look like?
Do you want to know how crazy you have to be the voice of a team known as the Evil Empire? And Michael, I don't know if you know this, dude, but for the guy you're crying about, you, because of all the money your team has, took Giancarlo Stanton from the Miami Marlins because you guys had the highest amount of money to pay him. You said, we'll take that, Bill. He had a no-trade clause, and you're sitting here really crying because some other team decided to open up the wallet and getting after a player? Am I taking crazy pills that Yankee fans are actually mad about getting outbid and calling a player money hungry?
I'm more pissed off at this.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What country do you live in, sir?
Mm.
Yeah, he signed for the most money. That's what we all do.
No.
You're not going to go to a job and if you have two choices, one pays you more than the other and say, I like the atmosphere in this other one. No.
If this was a Royals talk show host and he got mad at somebody going to a big market, okay. Oh, we could get that. Could you imagine the Yankees?
He went down the street.
The Yankees are gonna cry about somebody taking the most money. How many small market players over your history have you guys overpaid? Cause why? You were the highest bidder.
But also,
so Yankees fans, go ahead, Dan.
What also angers me, the Marlins have no future. All we have is the future. We've traded everybody off.
we may have no future.
I need something.
It's amazing how another person who lives in the United States of America is going to say something along the lines of, he went there to make more money.
Yeah, if Steve Cohen walked into that studio and offered Michael Kay $10 million a year to call Mets games instead of Yankees games, 100%. Let me tell you something right now. That dude would be called Mets games.
Just ask him, has he ever turned down a pay raise? No.
Can I say, this only happens in sports, right?
Stupid.
This only happens in sports. Because your business is out there. This doesn't happen in regular. You know what I mean? In any business, if you say, oh, they made it about the money, you're damn right. Oh, we all do. You do it too. Anybody who complains about, oh, well, we don't have a partnership with them anymore. They wanted to get more money. You know who wants to make it about the relationship? The person who don't want to pay the money. Oh, that's it.
Poor us. What are the Yankees going to do with everybody getting
They just went out and paid a pitcher. Wait, they just went out and paid a pitcher who's never pitched more than 30 games in a season. They just went and gave him $212 million.
Poor little Yankees.
It's tough times for a Yankees fan, man.
I do not feel, man, you know what? This is what everybody should be saying. You shouldn't be talking about why he's a Met and not a Yankee. You should be saying, the Yankees going to give him $5 million?
Yeah.
That's not why. Yeah. He's not a Yankee for this reason. They wouldn't give him a suite. Mm-hmm. Right? And guess what it's about? Money! So your team didn't do it because of the money? Don't sit here and talk about the player not doing it for the money.
Anyway, Yankees fans whining. You're dead to me. Leroy?
All right.
You're dead to me.
Chewed on this for a while. Not quite 24 hours, but almost 24 hours.
Okay.
And I do have a problem with a player walking off the field during a football game.
Yeah.
And the reasons are a little bit different because once that game starts, I don't have a responsibility to the fans. I don't have a responsibility to the team. I don't even have a responsibility to that damn coach. I have a responsibility to the other guys that I'm on playing that game with. And you can never let a decision that affects your brothers, right? You can't have a decision like that. Like, oh, I'm trying to get the coach back or I'm trying to get the organization back. This has nothing to do with money. Okay, we're not talking about contracts. That's a different situation. This don't have nothing to do with the relationship you have with your coach or don't have. But once that game starts, you have made a commitment to the other guys on that field. So I don't know what's going on with this player. I don't understand what would cause somebody to do that. Maybe it was between him and the coach, but you owed your players. You owed the guys that you've been through it with to go out there and finish that game. And then you could pitch as much of a bitch as you want afterwards and tell them the only reason why I finished the game is because I owe my brothers. So anybody who does that, like, you're dead to me. Like, I can't forget how good a player he may or may not be. Who's going to want to toe the line with him? Who's going to want to stand up next to him without having those questions? You can't have that.
I'm with you, man. Jay Fig, who's dead to you?
So I'm kind of offended at ourselves.
What?
Very disappointed at all of us.
What happened? What did we miss?
The fact that we had perfect content and didn't give it the time it needed. Did you forget that Tobin sent us pictures?
Oh, come on, let's save it for next week. We don't got enough time for it. Rogers is gonna be here. Save it for next week. Save it for next week. Save it for next week.
I'm so upset with us.
No, we got time. We got time.
We don't got time. No, I want Marcos here.
I kind of want Marcos here too, but I'm upset at him too.
Listen, first of all, you are unbelievable, Tobin. Because let me tell you what this bum is doing right now. I'm gonna tell you what he's doing. He's doing this with the whole idea that.
What are you doing right now?
I don't know.
Oh, hey, buddy. Aww. Hey, Dre.
So he's doing this with the whole idea. I hope these clowns forget next week.
He distracted us so well yesterday.
I didn't distract anybody.
Oh my goodness.
How did we look past that? That
was I know it all the time.
I know exactly how you guys do it. You guys get in that building and you don't pay attention to anything. You're hobnobbing the whole time. You forget.
Wow.
Barely have you there for segments.
Oh, look at how you're trying to flip it.
It is. That's the facts.
Listen.
Deflection.
Okay, GQ. You need to pipe down.
I promise to do it next for everyone to see this.
I can't.
Well, not to see it, I guess. That's like on Tobin, but to hear about this.
Oh, you're not seeing it.
Oh, no. They got to see it.
Oh, no. They're not seeing it.
They got to see it.
Dan Day, who's dead to you?
Should I get serious again? Because it seems like we've kind of gone off the rails.
Get serious, dude. Get serious, dude.
Dead to me is the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, dude.
As a longtime suffering Saints fan, and Joe Montana and Jerry Rice gave us our you-know-what for years, and they cheated for years, and they're probably still cheating in some way, shape, or form, and they're not fun, and they're not cool, and Brock Purdy is not real. They're dead to me, and I'm so happy about it. So happy about it. Leroy, you know it.
Yeah, they're kind of dead to everybody right now.
Good, good. I'm so happy. Christian McCaffrey, done. Brock Purdy being exposed. Yeah. 49ers, get out of here. There's Super Bowl. Get out of here. Get out of here. Everybody knows. Everybody knows their ceiling. Get to the Super Bowl. They're never going to win it because they got Shanahan there that doesn't want a real quarterback and all that other stuff. Oh, man, I hate the 49ers so much.
Does anybody else just look at Shanahan and you're like, why is he aged like a president? Like he used to be the young spry guy.
Have you seen his dad?
No.
His dad aged like that too.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh his pops? Yeah. But here's the thing.
I was once called.
You know what happens to coaches? Coaches go from like their 30s, then they get to like 50, and then they go, he's 68, and you lose like. Right? Because Bill Belichick went from 40 or 50
to 70.
Right!
Now he's back on campus with the co-eds having a good time.
Oh my goodness.
He's having a good time. Good place to be.
Just love to see Bill Belichick at a kegger.
No. Could you imagine that one of his
You know Nick Saban's players, older than Bill Belichick.
One of his players is dating somebody who knows his girlfriend and they're the same age?
Weird. Man, to live that dream.
So weird.
Imagine being a 70-something-year-old guy dating somebody that could be your granddaughter. Wow.
Mm-mm.
And now you're back on campus matriculating with all the students.
He's like, you know what? I feel more youthful being around you. you think she has the days of the week pills container for him?
Nah, he takes care of that. Leroy, you know.
He handles that himself?
Yeah, he's a very controlling guy, you know?
Maybe she just makes sure that he actually takes it, you know?
It's time for your Wednesday.
That's not how the ladies act. They just tell you, make sure you take your pills. Minimum effort right there.
It really is surreal. Like I am still like, I can't believe Bill Belichick's coaching. If it wouldn't have been North Carolina, if it would have been a more marquee program, I would have been like, all right.
UCLA.
But North Carolina just kind of – I didn't know the dad thing. To be honest with you, I didn't know about the dad past.
I don't think that factored in. I think that's a good story for the media.
Well, guess what? Can I just say this?
Yeah.
I was shocked to hear that because I thought he was from Annapolis.
Yeah.
He is from – I think he's from Annapolis.
I was, it's just a weird thing, but good for him. You know, listen, he's happy. I mean, I wish, you know, Don Shula's record's now safe, so yeah. Good.
The best thing for Dolphins fans is he does pretty good at UNC because then he'll never make it back to the NFL probably.
I'm not too good.
How much time do you think he got left? You making a solid go be coaching for 20 years.
It just seems like his ceiling at UNC is not very high, but his basement is really low. Am I the only person that thinks that?
They had a couple of good runs, right?
But I'm talking about him. Like, what's his ceiling and what's his basement could be just fired like Mac Brown and just out of it and old and done.
They ain't gonna fire him.
And the ceiling, 3 years. The ceiling is like making the college football playoffs.
I think they just hired two generations of Belichicks.
Oh, that's
He's bringing in a lot of people too.
Oh, the old crew. Where's Mangini? Oh, no, he's out. He's on the outs. Hey, he went against the family.
He ain't bringing Mangini back.